The audacity these days? Oh, it's not just on clearance. It's being handed out in gift bags. People showing up with inconsistent energy, delusional expectations, zero follow-through, and still thinking they deserve VIP access to you. The math ain't mathing. And the boldness ain't just in dating. It's coworkers, friends, exes, people you cut off for a reason, and folks who swear they're the main character with a supporting cast. Like, how are you showing up late, empty-handed, emotionally unavailable, and still asking what we bring into the table? Child, get out of my kitchen. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Hey Girl, Hey. I am your host, Destiny, if you didn't know that by now. If you're newly joining us, thank you for joining. If you've been with me since episode one so far, I love you down. And I'm so glad you came back. But today, I'm looking to dive into a topic of how audacity is at an all-time high right now. And when I say an all-time high, it is too high. Like, people literally giving out audacity like it's on clearance. But let me tell you what made me press record on this one. Because somebody from my past, like, deep down in the archives, deep down in the archives, like, somebody I don't even acknowledge in public anymore, had the nerve to message me and say, I've been thinking about you lately. You still mad at me? Excuse me? Ma'am, not you resurfacing with a dusty phone and a memory. And what's wild is people like this tend to show up bold with no context, no apology, no self-awareness, and absolutely no clue that they have zero chance to get back into that space that they were once in. Like, people are really out here acting bold with zero qualifications. If you didn't have those qualifications back then, that would have made me double back years ago. What makes you think you have them now? Let's be honest. What makes you think you have them now? The audacity is high. And then, let's break it down. Because the audacity is so loud right now. Because we are in a season where people offer nothing but expect everything, move funny, then act confused when you move different, they gaslight, disappear, reappear, and then think you should be grateful that they even reached out to you. Sweetheart, it's not confidence. That's pure delusion. The kind of delusion that make you walk into Louis Vuitton with $12 and an attitude. And the crazy part is we've normalized it because we're taught to just let things go. Don't make a big deal. Or the one I hate with a passion, be the bigger person. And the correct way to go about that is just saying no. Because sometimes the bigger person hits block and doesn't look back. Because if the energy you bring in feels like a favor, I'm good, love. I'm good. You can take that back wherever you came from and exit expeditiously. I'm good. And here's the part that they don't tell you, though, is that discount behavior will cost you full price piece. Because every time you entertain someone who brings the bare minimum, you lower your own standards, not just for them, but for yourself. You start accepting late replies and vague answers, barely there friendships, let's just see where it goes energy, and people who show up wrong and still want grace. And I'm here to tell you, we don't live there anymore. That version of us moved out. She packed her things, healed a little bit, and now she only accepts aligned, grown, reciprocated energy, and that's period. If you ever caught yourself second guessing whether you were asking for too much, I'll remind you something. Of something, I'm sorry. You're not dramatic. You just notice the bare minimum. You're not cold. You're just no longer explaining basic respect. You're not too much. You just stop begging people to act right. And moving forward, here's what we're not doing. Lowering our standards because someone else can't reach them. Making excuses for inconsistent people. Responding to disrespect in the name of being quote unquote nice. You can love people from a distance and you can forgive and still never let them sit at the table again. And you can absolutely decline the clearance rack behavior and wait for quality to come back in stock. And I know this is, you know, referring back to last week's episode, but again, the audacity nowadays is just extremely high. Too high for my liking, if I'm being honest. Whew. I don't know who needed to hear this episode today, but if your blacklist is full, that means your peace is high and your time is precious. Then all in all, you're doing it right. And let the people who fumbled you stay right where they dropped you. Let the ones who couldn't match your energy learn their lesson. Without access to you as a reward, of course. And if the audacity comes knocking, just say, sweetheart, this ain't Target. We don't do clearance here. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Hey Girl, Hey. If this one made you laugh, feel seen, or text your best friend mid-episode like, girl, listen to this. Go ahead and rate, review, and share. And until next time, keep your boundaries tight, your standards high, and your responses real dry for the people who really tried you. Thanks for listening. I'll catch y'all next week.